Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, I just followed Quentin's advice to delete the clock app and pick a new one. I didn't know that was an option. I thought like your phone just included the clock. Yeah, I didn't realize it was an app that you would install and like pick a different one.
You can have a different version of any native app. I didn't know you could delete the native app.
I did, and I chose a different one. Well, we'll see. The alarm's going to go off in a minute. Oh, there it goes.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
See? You fixed it, Quentin.
It works, though.
I don't have to get a new phone this weekend. How do I stop it?
So next time, just call Quentin at 4 o'clock in the morning and say, hey.
Ah, how do I turn it off? I don't know how to turn it off.
I think we went from one extreme to the other.
I don't know how to turn it off. It's a swipe right to dismiss. There we go. It might go off again in a few minutes.
Got it. Yeah.
For now, for the next 5 minutes. At least it's a pleasant tone. That's whatever one it was preset with. So, yeah, next time I'm just calling you. 4:30 in the morning or when I oversleep.
That noise does give me anxiety because that's what my alarm sounds like. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, when you playing that, my stomach churned a little bit. I don't wake up to my alarm anymore. Mm-hmm. I wake up about 10 minutes before my alarm goes off, which is in enough time for me to turn my alarm off for that day. So I don't have to hear it anymore.
Okay. I'll change it to something else.
I made the mistake of I have an alarm set for 6 p.m. every night to remind Finn to feed the dog. And the problem with that is it's the same alarm that goes off in the morning to wake me up. Mm-hmm. And the dog is usually in the room in the morning. So the dog hears that alarm and he thinks it's time to eat.
Oh, and that's
he's
mean.
Already gotten breakfast because Katie wakes up at like 6 and he eats breakfast and then comes back upstairs and lays down. But then he hears that alarm. Yeah, so I have to switch the alarm.
You need to change that alarm to something else.
Because he will jump up on me and be like, Grr! Like, come on, man, it's time to eat.
Is this the alarm that you set? Is this the, because Katie gets home and wants to know if anybody fed the dog. And so this is your way of making sure that someone has fed the dog before she asks.
My way of making sure that the dog has been fed, because she will ask if the dog has been fed. And I won't remember if the dog has been fed unless I set an alarm
instead of just relying on the kids to do it themselves.
I needed to put redundancy into the system to make sure that I remember doing something.
You've just did your own Pavlov dog experiment. That's what you just did.
It worked too. All these years later, it's modern Pavlovianism.
All right. Speaking of children, this is horrible. You guys, we got to do better than this. Newsweek says, despite the very well-known benefits for children's physical and emotional health, 1 in 10 parents, these are parents they asked, of toddlers and preschoolers say their child plays outside just once a week or less.
But what's that being replaced with? So they're not playing outside? What are they doing?
I would assume screens.
It says screens are edging into their daily routines. TV, video, for most. Media play. So parents have a name for it. Mm-hmm. Media play.
Well, that's much nicer than video games. Media play is a much better term.
Media play is a better term than they're annoying me, so I give them the iPad so they'll leave me alone.
Yeah.
Experts quoted urge microdoses of outdoor time. This is pathetic.
Yeah, they say like 15 minutes at the park before grocery shopping or running an errand. In other words, instead of sending them outside to play like our parents did, you add it on to something that you're already doing with them, like 15 minutes at a park.
And by the way, this isn't what we've long advocated for on the show. Is kids need unsupervised playtime.
Sure, yes. That
they need to be able to go outside and live in their own little world for a little bit without their parents hovering over them and making them feel like their parents need to be there. Otherwise, they don't have any freedom. This isn't even that. This is just saying, take your kid to the park for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just let them run around outside for a little bit. The reason why, obviously, this is happening is parental anxiety about risk often curtails climbing, exploring, and independent play that builds skills. So the bottom line is outdoor and imaginative play are not as common as they used to be.
Then go digital with them.
Are becoming more. And the reason why, and it's, I hope that there's eventually like a pushback against this, almost a reflexive one, because I get that keeping your kids trapped inside feels safer, but in the long run, it's not.
Oh my God.
Because if you keep them trapped inside what are you worried about? You're worried about them going outside and somebody kidnapping them and horrible things happening. Okay. How many stories do we have about somebody meeting a kid on Roblox and trying to kidnap them?
Yeah.
How many stories do we have about somebody meeting a kid in a chat room or over Snapchat or more benign things like paying kids to send them pictures of their feet or take naked pictures and send them? We have those stories all the time, but we're so worried about the mythical guy in a van that's parked two blocks away that's going to kidnap your kid that, by the way, almost never happens.
Also,
the kidnapping by strangers is at record lows.
Yeah.
And some of that might be because kids aren't playing outside as much, but it also might be, I don't know, why is serial killing down? Why are all these other like crimes that we worried about in the 80s down? Because there's Ring door cameras.
Cameras everywhere, yeah.
There's cameras everywhere.
Okay, so it's not just, this story blows my mind because we're talking about preschooler. We're talking about littler kids. So fine, if you are not comfortable yet with them going to the park by themselves at the age of 5, I'm all right with that. I'm okay if that's too young for you to be comfortable sending them down the street alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it goes further than that. 4 in 10 parents said they feel nervous when their child ventures too far or climbs too high. Like they're at the park and they're on the jungle gym and they go too high. 3/4 of parents ages of 3 to 5 year olds say the children use swings on their own. 41% said their child can cross monkey bars unaided, but nearly half said they still hold their child's hand or stand next to them during new challenges. Okay, if they're 3 years old and they're on the monkey bars for the first time, fine. Hold their feet, right? Like hold their feet as they go across. And that's okay if you do that at the beginning, but my sense of this is that you're not even if you're at the park with them, you're not just sitting on a park bench and letting them play on the playground equipment.
Right.
Guys, they got to get outside more. Yeah. They have to get outside more.
They need independence. And then we wonder, why are these kids not leaving home? Why
are the kids with you? I mean, if we're talking about 5-year-olds, fine. Then play with them outside.
Right. When they grow up, then you expect them to then show independence. You expect them to move out so that you're not having to wipe their nose and buy the groceries for them anymore. You're expecting them to get a job and go off to college and do all those things. I mean, just think of in that respect, too, because college is still obviously a big part of life. But how prepared is a kid to go off to college and be on his own for the first time when a parent has been looking over their shoulder every second of their lives to make sure that they don't make any mistakes or get hurt ever?
Obesity rates are sky high for kids. Yeah. Even if you are, because again, we're talking about preschoolers and kindergartners. If you are not comfortable with your 5 or 6 year old, if you're not ready for that, fine. Then take them to the park. It would help you too to go get some vitamin D and be off your phone. Go engage with your kid at the park, but they have to be outside more. The obesity rate's ridiculous, and you can feed them healthy food all you want, but we want active kids because we want active adults, and that's where you learn that.
I'll also say this. It's healthy. It might sound insane to say this, but I think it's healthy as a parent to lose your kid for a second. And I know, let me explain. Because that sounds crazy.
You've done it. It's happened to you.
Because it's happened to me.
Yeah.
And you realize that, one, your kid is more resilient than you give them credit for. They get lost for a second, and they don't. This happened several times with me with my kids at parks. He went missing. Couldn't find him. Where the hell did he go?
Mm-hmm.
I found him later just hanging out with some other kids by a trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, wasn't hearing me when I was calling. Couldn't hear over the din of the other kids, all that stuff. But I also realized, like, the likelihood of losing him mm-hmm. is so minuscule that I need to stop catastrophizing. And going through that, it's almost like you should experience, if you fly, you should experience a little turbulence every once in a while. Just so you can see.
It's not going to kill you.
To know it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
To know that your kid being out of your sight for a couple minutes isn't the end of the world. And you'll, a million times out of a million, usually find them.
Also,
right away.
Teach them what to do if that happens. Have a plan. Teach them what to do. If we go to a park.
If you're so worried about it.
And we get separated and you can't find me, go find a red car and stand. I mean, just have a plan so that you both know here's where we're going to meet. Then you won't be as freaked out.
Because the scariest day of my life as a parent was when we moved and Henry was going to a new school and he thought I was going to pick him up in the car. Or I told him I was going to pick him up in the car. He thought he was walking for some reason. He started walking home.
Mm-hmm.
And he got most of the way home before Katie found him. But mm-hmm. I was losing my mind. I mm-hmm. was calling the cops. The school was calling the cops. We had no idea where he was. It was terrifying. At the end of the day, though, it proved to me that kid is smarter than I give him credit for and more resilient than I gave him credit for. Because he, without having ever walked that path,
mm-hmm.
was able to find his way home.
This is the other one, right? It was the other one that
Henry,
just in the last couple of weeks...
It was
forgot
Finn that went missing at the park.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It was the other one.
Finn probably did something else too.
Yeah. All right. 913-586-7798.
Finn forgot I was supposed to walk him home from school.
Yeah. And then was upset when he couldn't find you. All right. Let's take a quick call here. Mike's in Topeka. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. You know, I remember when I was a kid growing up, but we had public service announcements. And they've kind of become a joke nowadays of the, it's 10 p.m., do you know where your kids are? Because we were forced to go outside, and you weren't allowed to come home unless one of three things occurred. But the streetlights came on, someone broke a bone, or someone was bleeding. Other than that, you stayed away from the house. So now we need the opposite of that. We need public service announcements of, it's 6 p.m., you've eaten dinner, why are your children still inside? Make them go outside.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where your kids are? How about you lose them for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. For 30 minutes, if nothing else. Like, send them outside for 30 minutes after dinner. Whatever. Start somewhere.
Is there anybody, 913-586-7798, is there anybody out there that is telling your kids, hey, what are you doing in the house? It's a beautiful day. Go outside. Is there anybody still doing that? Or are we all so paranoid? I'll be honest with you. I don't do that. I should. But I don't even know if I sent Finn outside if he'd know what to do. I'm not even kidding.
Let him figure it out.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Let him go outside, be bored.
I don't care. Just stay between the mailbox and the end of the street.
Give him a ball.
Just go do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
How
old is Finn?
Well, I would love it if he would just go to his... He has friends in the mm-hmm. neighborhood. And I've been like, why don't you just go over to Gabriel's house and go play? And
go inside someone else's house, just not this house.
Yeah. Yeah, go play with him inside of his house.
Just not this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we have phone lines ringing. If you guys want to get in here, we'll get your calls lined up.
913-586-7798. Do you let your kids go out to play? Do you make them? Actually, it's not even let. Do you make your kids go outside like our parents did? Go outside. When the lights come on, that's when you come back in. You're not coming back until then or until I call you in for dinner. 913-586-7798. Take your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking about the poll that was done by researchers at the University of Michigan asking parents of children ages 1 to 5 about how often your kids go outside to play. We know all the benefits of why it's good for your kids to be outside. And yet just 1 in 10 parents of kids ages 1 to 5 say their child plays outside just once a week or less. And that's not like accompanied or not accompanied. That's not by themselves. That's plays just outside at all.
I also think this is coinciding with the economic pressure so many people are under, where I think we're not, we don't have time or we're too tired to take our kids. Because it's just crazy to me that people don't have time to take their kids to the park. Like, you don't have time to just let your kids go nuts and sit there on a bench and read a book. And look up every once in a while, make sure that they're still there. Okay, good.
Are you making time to walk your dog every day?
Right.
Because sometimes you have to do that.
I guess.
Are you making time for 30 minutes to walk your dog?
Yeah. Maybe it's a choice. Either I walk the dog or I take the kid to the park.
Take the kids with you. Walk to a park and take the kids with you.
Yeah, there's a lot you could do. I just wonder if it is just a kind of physical exhaustion that's accompanying this, that's adding to it. Because there's no reason that it should have gotten this much worse over the last couple of years.
No.
But it has.
Yeah. All right, 913-586-7798. A couple of you on hold. Audrey, first up in KC. Hey, Audrey.
Hey, hello, hi. I just want you guys to know that my son was born in 1988, and I allowed him to be unaccompanied, playing outside. I was a single parent. I mean, I could go to jail. So, I mean, this is what? How this happened, because we were always outside, all the time. It was not a big deal, but they made it against the law for you to have your kids out there playing, even in the backyard, unaccompanied, and that's what happened.
No,
well,
Audrey, I don't want to sound like too reflexively contradictory here, but no, they didn't.
Like, where was this?
Where is it illegal for your kids to play by themselves?
I was in the military, so I mean, there's nothing safer than on a military installation. And yes, we would get called into the commander. That was against the law for us to allow our kids to play unaccompanied. Yes, it was.
I believe you. I don't think that's... I don't believe there are laws about that in civilian life.
No, that's not common at all. Yeah, I'll take your word for it as far as the military is concerned, because I don't know enough about what certain bases might have as far as their guidelines. But I know that there have been, and, you know... There have been cases where there have been children walking home from school and somebody called the cops.
So there are,
they're worried about these children being by themselves. And then the cops, you know, there was a woman who was arrested for this a while ago because her kid was walking. I think her kid was, I can't remember, maybe 10 or 11 years old. And he was walking home from school and it was like a mile. And that was too far, and then she was charged with negligent parenting, but it eventually got dropped because it was such a stupid, controversial thing.
Yeah, thanks, Audrey. So I know that states do have laws about the earliest age your kid can stay home alone. The only reason I know this is because I know I looked up for Illinois one time. But it's young. I mean, it's an age that most people would not leave their kids at home alone anyway. It might be the age of 6 in Illinois. I mean, but that's at home alone, as in you went to work and you left them there. To me, that's different than 30 minutes at the park.
Well, I didn't know this, but neither Kansas or Missouri has a legally mandated minimum age for a child to be left alone.
Some states
do. They advise parents to use their own judgment based on the child's maturity. In Massachusetts, it was 9 years old. Legally, there was a legal definition for it. And I think it was around that in Illinois.
I think it's younger than that. Yeah, because I thought, that's fine. Like, nobody's going to do that anyway. Although I say that and then people are ridiculous.
But I disagree. There's plenty of parents that would.
Yeah.
14?
In Illinois?
Left home alone now. Well, maybe they just changed the law. Yeah.
That's the legal minimum age to leave your kid at home alone is 14.
That's what it says. Illinois has fairly strict laws on when a child can be left alone. Under Illinois statutes, a child, which is Illinois 40523, I don't know.
Wow.
A child must be at least 14 years old to be legally left home alone. A parent who leaves a child younger than 14 at home alone could be held liable for neglect.
That's a debate
in and of itself. Like, really? 14?
I mean, I was staying at home alone all summer at the age of 10. Yeah. I mean, every day, all summer at the age of 10.
I wasn't left alone all day, but definitely there were times my mom would go to the store when I was like maybe 9. And I was like, I don't want to go to the store. Yeah. She's like, okay, you stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We can keep going with calls here.
Yep.
Let's see. Kara's next up in Kansas City. Hi, Kara.
Hey, guys. Kara. Yeah, so I'm a parent to a 9-year-old, and I'm just trying to raise a productive member of society. And one of those things is I do send her outside to play, you know, and we have rules, you know, you don't go beyond this point to this point, and she loves it. And there have been times where those rules have been broken, and of course we deal with that and have consequences for that, But no, I think it's great for her. She loves it. She comes in. I can tell she has a sense of kind of freedom. It helps her learn how to figure out different situations. And I try my best to not give screen time. As you know, if at a restaurant, we don't do that. Out in like a grocery store, we don't do that either. It's just trying to help them learn how to just be bored or have conversations.
Yes.
Have conversations. Whoa. Wow. You have... High goals.
Well, yeah. I mean, just you're at a restaurant. You don't want your child there just sitting at a their face in a screen, just sit with themselves, be bored, talk. You know, same thing with going outside. It just gives her a sense of responsibility, and it's just good to see the happiness on her when she feels proud in that joy. And it is terrifying to send your kids outside and be like, okay.
It is.
It's terrifying, but just kind of have to give that level of trust and go from there.
The problem is that I think it is a very pervasive point of view that Audrey had, where it seems illegal.
Right.
Like, it seems like, well, because you don't see other kids playing outside, maybe you need to set the example.
Mm-hmm.
It is scary. Just set boundaries. So,
right.
You know, if you just say play between this area and this area and don't go any further than that. And, you know, come home when, I don't know if we have streetlight things or just come home in like 30 minutes, whatever you think 30 minutes is.
Mm-hmm.
That's another test. See how good they are at telling time. In 30 minutes, come home. Just let them just explore. Let them try. I mean, thanks for your call. Finn is reading, my favorite comic strip of all time is Calvin and Hobbes. And Finn is rereading those books, and they're fantastic books. All of the stories, more or less, in Calvin and Hobbes, or so many of the strips, take place with him and Hobbes playing in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet my kid looks at me like, what is it? What is this even? Like, what are they? Feral? Is he a feral child?
Yeah.
Like, why is he always in the woods with his little stuffed tiger? Mm-hmm. This doesn't make any sense.
Let's see if we can take one more call. We've got time here. We can go to Billy and Casey. Hi, Billy.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Happy Friday.
Good.
Happy Friday. Same to you. Thank you. I just wanted to let you guys know that when I was about 10, 11 years old, I grew up Westport Plaza area. And I would go to the movie downtown on the bus. I would catch the bus by myself. I would go to the arcade by myself. And I would even went to see the Blues Brothers at 11 years old. I didn't even know the Blues Brothers was rated R until recently. So I used to explore the city all by myself. And also, I have a son. Well, he's 13 now. But from the ages of 8 to up until now, in the summertime, him and about 10 of his buddies would stay outside all day long, 8-9 hours. We had to check on him. And he would come in, get a snack. Then he'll leave right out real quick before we say, hey, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
Then he couldn't keep him in the house at all. Even to this day, like I said, he's 13. He plays football and everything. And him and his buddies, they still hang out and do everything for hours and hours at a time. So that's all I have.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, no, Billy. Good. That's
that is.
So we know the way it could be done. We're just not doing it.
Well, and I like I said, I hope that there are certain things that have been safe for so long that now people are kind of like, do we really even need these anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get into a vaccine debate, but basically that's where my thought is. And maybe that's where we'll get with this, where it's like, no, the world's safe now.
Right.
We can let our kids out. Like, what's the danger? I don't hear about kids being kidnapped. But the problem is we in the 80s and 90s grew up with the idea of stranger danger, which is a terrible thing to teach kids because it teaches them that strangers are the threat to you, when in fact, no, usually if you're going to be assaulted, usually if you're going to be kidnapped, it's going to be by somebody you know. And when I say usually, I mean 99% of the time.
Somebody says to me a lot, plan for the ordinary, not the extraordinary.
Yeah.
Plan for what is most likely to happen. I mean, have some fail-safes in place if you want, but plan for what is most likely to happen. And what is most likely to happen is nothing.
Yeah.
Everything's probably going to be fine.
And then you learn from that. You learn that I don't need to panic. I don't need to freak out. I should have a better awareness of how I'm reacting to the situations, and you can calm yourself down. Coming up, speaking of calming yourself down, Garage Beer, which is Travis and Jason Kelsey's beer company, they have a can-held rake. So it's a rake. I don't think this makes a lot of sense, but it's a rake that can hold a beer. Talk about that a little bit. Give them some product placement. That's fine. I want to talk about this, though. Where's an unconventional place to enjoy a beer? Where's a place where you can enjoy a beer, not behind the wheel of a car, but I'm just saying, like, where's a good place to just crack a coldie and just enjoy a day? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I don't like raking leaves. Talked about that earlier this week. I hate it. So I'm always looking for a way that might help me out. Is this going to help me rake my leaves better, faster? Not
I
at all.
I doubt it'll make you more effective at it. I don't think being drunk usually makes you better at most
anything.
Things. But I like the fact that they're whatever doing some branding here. Mm-hmm. I also don't think that unless I'm mistaken. I don't think that this is would be a very effective thing to have. So the Kelce brothers I don't think they started this, but they are like the big, they're like the Elon Musks. What Elon Musk is for Tesla. He didn't invent Tesla. He just kind of bought it.
Yeah.
They've done with garage beer. But they are designing a can-held rake, which is basically a rake that has a can holder on it.
Uh-huh.
The problem with that, though, is when you rake, you tend to like tip the also, rake down.
And
so
it's,
wouldn't the can just start spilling all over you?
I mean, when I rake, I don't know about everybody else, but like I'm not gentle about it.
No.
You get pretty into it. So Unless that beer has a cover and a straw or a sippy cup kind of a thing on it, I don't know why this is.
The fizz is going to be really bad.
It's just going to go everywhere.
But, it's a cute idea, and it's also I think that's such an American kind of ideal. Is you rake your leaves, and then as soon as you're done, you just crack that coldie, open it up, and sit there and just kind of look over at your yard. Kids playing in the jumping into a pile. They say, "quote Whether you're raking or hiding from your family in the pile you made for the kids, this rake has your back." I think after doing lawn work. Mm-hmm. A good beer, a good drink is fantastic. I don't want to just, because I know there's plenty of people in our audience who do not drink. This could also be coffee.
It could be your soda.
Or your soda. A place where you can just sit back and enjoy a good drink, whether it's alcoholic or not, I don't care. We'll open it up for the Mormons. That's fine. whether it's alcoholic or not, just a cool place to just sit back and do nothing else but drink that thing. Just the focus on that.
This is not, I know you're kind of looking at public places, but I will tell you that yesterday afternoon, I don't drink in the afternoon much, but I'd opened a bottle of wine a couple of days ago that was about to go bad, and it was gorgeous out yesterday. It was perfectly nice out. Yeah. And it's taken me a while, but I finally have my backyard and my back patio to where it feels like a vacation home. And I mean, I sat on the couch out back with my feet up on the ottoman, and the dog is in the seat next to me. And I had chocolate and I had wine and I had sunglasses and the phone was there, but I wasn't really on it. And it was, and we spent like an hour and we just sat out in the sun and it was awesome.
There. Yep.
And right. She looked at squirrels and I just chilled. So
from the text line, I'm seeing this a lot. And that's a good one. Just again, on a beautiful day at sunset, or it doesn't even need to be sunset. It could just be just a nice day, just sitting there on your patio with your dog, especially. I think that
was great. It was, yeah.
I'm seeing this a lot on the text line. Shower beer. I've done shower beer before based on recommendations from other people, and it was a big thing on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
I've done it. Guy, I don't get it.
I don't.
Like, I don't really, I'm not into it. Like, I've had shower beer. I've tried shower soda even. It doesn't hit the same way. I don't really get it.
I need someone to call and explain it, because that's really a guy thing. Like, we don't even have shower wine, right? Like, that's not even, we don't have a version of that in which we drink in the shower.
Like bubble bath wine.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sense.
Oh, well, that's different.
Some wine with a bubble bath.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting down and there's not like water coming down on you, that's easier. Yeah.
I think that's the
equivalent. Why I don't like the shower beer, because you get water.
It gets
all
soaked.
Yeah, it turns your beer into a Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
913-586-7798. So unconventional places to have a drink. Laundromat during the spin cycle.
That's specific.
I bring coffee with me and just listen to the hum of the machines.
There are laundromats that have bars in them for that very reason.
Yeah.
So that you can drink
while you're... We talked about that. Yeah. That laundromats are such a great place to have more live entertainment.
Yeah, because you're stuck there anyway.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah. This is actually really nice. While she was still alive, my wife and I, by the way, thank you for specifying while she was still alive, not after she died. I dragged her up there. We would go to the top level of a parking garage at sunset, a couple of folding chairs, a thermos, and the skyline. Did it once a week, and it was beautiful.
That's a very good tradition.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I ruined it with my bad joke. The garden center at a hardware store?
What?
Beer just hits different when you're looking at ferns.
Okay. All right.
I guess so. You know what would be a good one? You can't get, not alcohol, but the airport cell phone lot.
Actually, boy.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Watching planes fly overhead, and you're waiting for somebody to call you so you can go pick them up.
Oh, Quentin, yes. What's your...
I have seen that happen. When I had to pick my parents up from the airport, I don't know, like a month ago now, I went into the cell phone lot, and first time ever like doing that, picking somebody up from the airport, which is just an uncomfortable experience. There were people just hanging out in the back of the cell phone lot. They had their lawn chairs out. There were coolers. This is not a new
tailgating.
Thing that we are. Yes, they were tailgating. I'm surprised. And it was like 8 o'clock on a Friday night. So there are people just having a ball, just hanging out in the cell phone lot. So this is not a new thing.
That's great, though. Yeah, you're right. The alcohol part's a little tricky, but
not
still.
Exactly great.
No.
Yeah. Self-serve car wash.
Okay.
I could see having a nice drink in, not booze, but planning, like, get your morning coffee. And if you have like a subscription to like Go Car Wash or something like that, hitting that like once a week, like maybe on Saturday morning, going out, getting donuts for the family, getting your coffee, then just going through the car wash.
Yeah.
And just kind of, I could see that being really relaxing. If
I could
only for a couple minutes.
See that being a mom thing. Like, moms are always trying to get those 5 or 10 minutes away. that could be a thing. What about the school pickup line? Again, I realize driving, but still, yeah. Like you're all sitting there for a while. You're waiting for your kid. Maybe your kid's the one that's always last.
It could be waiting for your kid to get out of school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, again, we're not talking about alcohol. Stop texting. Because you say you get drunk and go through the car wash? That's a recipe for disaster. Literally said coffee. Wait for me to say what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the pickup line. Hell, I could see maybe one of these days finishing up the show and doing a couple of shots and then walking down to the school picking Finn up.
Uh-huh.
It'd make it a lot more bearable dealing with those other monsters, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I'm thinking dressing rooms at a department store. Like if I have to go, I have an event coming up in which I have to find something to in particular to wear, which means I'm going to have to actually go to stores. I hate this. And I have to try stuff on in dressing rooms. That's a good place to have a bar. Because you're not happy.
Dressing rooms?
And yeah, like have a little mini bar at the end of the dress, at the end of the hallway of the dressing room. Because I'm going to have to keep trying stuff on and I'm going to get annoyed.
Go get some nips or
nothing's going to fit. Yes.
What somebody called them? I knew somebody was going to say the midgets is what somebody else called the tiny airplane bottles. Yeah, that would be a good place for a bar.
Yeah. Because somebody's, especially if your husband is with you, waiting for you to try stuff on.
Oh, he needs a drink.
He needs it. Yeah.
That poor man needs a drink.
Absolutely.
Good God, that man needs a drink.
Yeah. And so does she.
This is a really nice one. A quiet cemetery at dusk.
Where you know someone in the cemetery or where you don't know someone in the cemetery?
Well, like say you're going to visit, you know, your mom or dad or your spouse's grave and you go and you have a drink with them.
Yeah, like especially if you bring what they drank.
Did Rocky do that? He poured one out for Adrian in the last Rocky movie? Yeah, yeah.
That's
913-586-7798. Where is the best place to have a drink? Could be alcohol, could be coffee. We're just looking for nice content. The word I'm looking for here is contemplative.
Mm-hmm.
Just places where you can sit back, relax, and just let your mind run its course. Just let it wear itself out for a little bit while you watch something nice. 913-586-7798. We got that coming up in just a few minutes at midday.
We're getting pretty creative about these. The most contemplative places to go and just have a drink.
Just go
by yourself or with someone else.
Let your brain work. Peculiar Winery, somebody says, has a great venue if you want to just have a relaxing drink. They serve everything from wine to wine slushy to beer to hard alcohol. Always a lot of good people. A lot of good people watching too.
There's a lot of
good people watching. Our boss lets us have a happy hour at the office every once in a while at work. They make mixed drinks and have beer. I feel like it's a terrible idea. There are people that make poor clothing decisions sober. LOL. Oh, sorry. That was unrelated. That was to the dressing thing. See, but that's why it would be a good idea for places to have a bar attached to the changing room.
Yeah.
Because then they would make bad decisions.
Yeah.
They're going to buy and go, oh, this looks great on me. Yeah. I look great on this. Yeah.
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 It's a great color.
People are saying skydiving.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I could see that. Getting drunk and then jumping out of a plane. I don't think I can do it sober.
You flail a little bit when you do it, but you could do a Wait, shot.
Have you done it?
Or are you just guessing? No, I'm afraid to do it, but I've watched enough videos that I can't get myself to do it.
Waiting in line for a concert.
That's a good idea. Or just again, remember when we used to wait in line for concert tickets? That would have been a good
pre-gaming before any concert, football game type event, you know?
Yeah.
Any place where they're going to make you dump out the rest of your alcohol before you walk in the venue is a good place to drink.
What are
including a plane?
That's also true, by the way.
Done that plenty of times is at an airport. Have a 3-hour, got a 3-hour layover. Well, let's see how many drinks I can get in.
Lounge access, baby. All that's free. Mm-hmm. Enjoy all the Manhattans you can handle. What are other places where parents have to hang out and they're not happy about it while they're waiting for their kids?
Mm.
Like, what about like the school book fair or something like that?
I was going to say school play during intermission. Shouldn't be selling booze out in the hallway.
Yes. Other places when they don't want to be there.
Yeah. Watching the thunderstorm roll in under my covered deck.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
A lot of people, and I think they're joking, but a lot of people say the DMV. I would actually argue that is a place that maybe you'd want to drink after you've been through that process. Doctor's waiting room.
Oh, that's probably great. Not especially gonna look good for you, if your appointment was at 1 and it's 1:45, 2:00.
Imagine if they did. What kind of awesome doctor would say, like, hey, I know you've been waiting a while. Drinks are on the house. Just go over there to the bar.
Yes.
You
like
need
it.
A smoke. You want to. We got some IVs with all sorts of narcotics over there.
Hope it's not an addiction therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up. In what ways is Kansas City better than St. Louis? We did this as a list in reaction to a caller earlier this week, and we're following through on it. We got your nominations yesterday, and now we're going to give our top five. You guys get to vote on which one is the best. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.